The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is back with me. He's got his shopping trolley and he comes with a beautiful aroma. There's always a beautiful aroma following you around, Simon,
oh,
I should say.
So much, Kieran.
But particularly alluring today.
Yeah, it's barbecue season.
Oh, I love barbecue sauce.
I have been on parents' leave for the last couple of weeks and I've had I've cooked two barbecues in that time because the weather has been so good. And always accompany my barbecue with barbecue sauce because no matter how bad your barbecue cooking is, if you drown it in barbecue sauce,
this is true.
You're grand. And it tastes of barbecue, doesn't it?
It does. So what have we got in front of us?
Okay, so we've got, at the lower end of the market, we've got two products. First is Made for Meat smoked pepper barbecue sauce, €1.59. That's 235 mil, which is important because the next product, which is only slightly more expensive, is double the amount, which is Chef's sweet and sticky barbecue sauce. Does what it says on the tin. Whack, bam, wallop. It's a good old Irish Dublin product, €1.79. And then at the higher end of the market, we've got a very fancy product, which is Dunn's own brand, one of their premium own brands. It is their hot barbecue sauce, 280 grams. So again, half the weight of the Chef. And that's €3.99. But is it worth it? Paying 151% more than the cheapest product in today's shopping.
We're going to get to the question of whether it is worth it in our mind in a moment. But like, what goes into a barbecue sauce?
Yeah, so when I was researching, I was kind of thinking, like, what actually is the difference between ketchup and barbecue sauce? Because they share a lot of the same ingredients.
Yeah.
Sugar, tomato, vinegar. But when you taste them, they're so different.
What's
really
the brown bit, I guess?
Yeah, so the brown bit is the presence of molasses.
What's molasses?
What is molasses? It's one of those bizarre things that you see in recipes, but what actually... to me, it sounds like kind of, a member of the slug family.
And molasses. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But it's a kind of a treacly, viscous syrup. It's a byproduct of the sugar making process.
Okay.
It's kind of when it's made, it's like treacle. It's a very dark brown color, but it has more vitamins than regular sugar. And it's really good for glazing meats because it's much thicker than a sugar syrup. It really sticks to your meats, and that's what gives barbecue sauce its really viscous quality. It's much thicker than ketchup, but also it has enzymes in it, which crucially break down the muscle fibers in meat. So when you put barbecue sauce on meat as a marinade, it really helps to soften the meat in the cooking process.
I see. So beyond that, then, it's a lot of the same ingredients, as you say, of kind of garlic and tomatoes and puree and vinegar. But I see even on the bottles here, Chef just describes itself as sweet and sticky. But the Made for Meat has bourbon whiskey mentioned on the front.
Yeah.
And the hot barbecue sauce is talking about habanero chilies.
Yeah, so these are really important things because the Made for Meat product is really a kind of an American type barbecue sauce. So it has bourbon or whiskey, as we would call it, only 0.3%. So you're not going to be getting treehouse on this or anything.
You want to drink an awful lot of barbecue sauce.
You
want to
eat a lot of burgers with that on it. But it does give a really nice quality to it. The bourbon, of course, is aged in oak barrels, and anything to do with wood is really important with barbecue sauce to give that woody flavor. It also has vanilla and caramel notes coming through. We tasted all of these last night, myself and my wife, when we were at home having dinner. And what we noticed is I really liked the Dunn's one because I like spice. And this is a genuinely spicy, hot barbecue sauce. It says medium on the front. So what's actually in this that's making it spicy? You mentioned there, Kieran, the habanero chilies. Now, we talked on this slot before about the Scoville scale. Do you remember the Scoville scale?
Oh, yeah, that's how you kind of rate chilies. So you've got like the crazy ones way up the top.
Exactly,
the type of stuff that blows your mind.
Yeah, so this, the habanero, is kind of in the middle of the Scoville chart. So it rates at 150,000 heat units, which is completely meaningless to most of us. Mm. But for comparison, a jalapeno chili is 5,000 heat units.
Oh, right. Okay.
So this is much, much
spicier.
I'm not
great now with heat.
Now, the Made for Meat does have a chili in it, but it's a bell pepper.
Oh,
that is literally...
That's my level of chili.
At the very bottom of the Scoville
chart. Oh, I love it. That is my level of chili. So will we do a little taste test?
Yeah, let's dive in. This is a blind taste test.
This is a blind taste test. I mean, much like you've done in other weeks, you've provided me with no accoutrements to go at my... This is very pure.
Actually,
very
the
scientific.
Producer, Claire, just before I came in and said, Simon, what will you be serving the barbecue sauce with this evening?
I said a saucer and a dessert spoon.
I said, this isn't Aisling Larkin's slot. This is Simon Tierney's slot, where you've got a spoon, a plate and the sauce.
Mm.
So what number are you on there?
Number three.
Okay, so you're starting with number three. Okay.
Yeah, that's a fine barbecue sauce. Nothing wrong with it.
Completely liquidized?
Yeah, completely liquidized sauce.
This is important because some of them have bits.
There's no bits in that. It is fine. I would enjoy that on my food. I don't think I would remark upon it and say, oh, that's a very tasty sauce you've got there.
Yeah. But it does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, number two.
Number two. Okay. So you should be getting...
I know what one that is. Oof. That is hot.
Oh, another spoon there.
Yeah, no way.
Would you like a glass of milk?
No, I don't. I just have the tail end of a flat white that's I made about 2 hours ago, and I think I'm going to drink it. That's how hot that is. I actually am. I'm going to drink this cold. Oh, coffee. Oh, that. It's tasty.
There's
more of a kick in it than the previous one.
Yeah. But would you have that lathered on your chicken
thighs?
No,
I wouldn't. No, I just wouldn't. Even chicken wings that they serve in a restaurant, I often find too hot. So, I mean, and that is hot.
And now number one.
Yeah.
Which is full of bits.
Full of bits.
So the kids won't like this. Don't like bits.
No, you know what? That's my favourite.
Okay.
That is my favourite one. There is a kind of an oakier flavour of that.
Yeah,
it's
a lovely oaky,
smoky flavour. That's definitely the Made for Meat one.
Yeah.
And then the first one I had, I hate to say it, I mean, the blandest of them all was the Chef.
Yeah.
Even though I do love Chef Ketchup.
Yes.
I like that vinegary taste.
We both loved it when we did that last year.
That you get with a Chef Ketchup, but their barbecue sauce is slightly bland. I mean, that hot barbecue sauce, the handmade sauce, the Simply Better brand from Dunn's, it is hot. It does exactly what it says in the tin, as the ad says.
It also has hickory in it, which is really interesting. This is a really American thing. Just before we finish, hickory is a tree, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's when you use it in a barbecue sauce, you're condensing and dehydrating the smoke that you burn from the wood. So that's actually contained in the Dunn's product as well, which I love. So what are you thinking?
Made for meat. You got them
all right, by the way.
Yeah, Made for Meat smoked pepper barbecue sauce. That's my favourite one.
Right.
And actually, the Dunn's Simply Better is probably more flavoursome than the Chef, but simply because I cannot cope with too much heat in my food, I'd have to go with Chef as the second. But I could see why a lot of people would go with Dunn's.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Dunn's number one. I think there's a lot going on there. It's a complex barbecue sauce. And I'm going to go Made for Meat number two. But I do love my Chef. It's good to have at the back of the fridge.
Irish product as well.
Exactly.
Chef.
Made here in Dublin. The American style Made for Meat is actually a German product made by Kuhn, a food giant based in Hamburg. And the Dunn's is made here in Ireland.
Simon Tierney, thank you very, very much. Simon will be back with his shopping trolley at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.